Welcome to Big Blend Radio, where we celebrate variety and how it adds spice to quality of life. Welcome to the Big Daily Blend, everybody. Today is January 23rd, and you know what? That makes me ask you a really good question. What pie are you having today to celebrate January 23rd being National Pie Day? Will it be pecan pie, cherry pie, cheesecake? Yes, that's a pie. Will you be having quiche for breakfast or going around the corner for an empanada? Yes, that's a pie too. Or, hey, what about traditional apple pie, America's favorite? Pie is pie. We all love pie in some form, right? Going through this list of pies around the world, I realize how many I have had and how many I've not had and how many I didn't even realize were pies. So today we celebrate pie. I love this. You've got to look back to pie actually was almost a form of peasant food. It was a way of capturing whatever your filling was and wrapping it in some kind of pastry dough. But it's also morphed over the years. You've got to think of shepherd's pie. Shepherd's pie in England, we used to eat that all the time. Mashed potatoes was really your pastry. And that, you know, it was a savory pie with roasted lamb or mutton, like a stew almost. And the potato was your thing. So there's all kinds of ways. I have friends who make quiches, which is a pie. And some people use pastry dough at the base. And some use hash browns. Both are absolutely delicious. We've got the recipes for you in the show notes. For any recipes we have for quiche, we've got apple pie, all kinds of good stuff. Plus, I'm making a music playlist for pie. Because look, we've got even the band's Humble Pie. You got to think about the song Don McLean, American Pie. You know, I got Ray Charles in my head right now thinking about some of his songs, talking about, you know, sweet potato pie. Oh, that's another one. That's a vegetable. Now you think about sweet potato pie. There's also rhubarb pie, which is a vegetable. So there's all kinds of ingredients. It goes according to where you are, what you have. So I looked up some of the history of pie. So it's been proven to be, and pies, by the way, can go by size. So like I was saying, empanada style. Like Natchitoches, Louisiana, one of our favorite places. You know, we do a show, Natchitoches, every third Tuesday, excuse me. And they have the meat pie. The meat pie, it dates way back to when the Native Americans were living there and then the Spanish came in. I mean, there's multicultures going on in Natchitoches, Louisiana. It is the oldest city in the state. But this meat pie was created. And this meat pie is absolutely delicious. And it's everyone's got a different recipe. There's different restaurants like Lazion's. It's very famous for it. You can get them at the French Market Express. You can get them at gas stations. That's what happens in Louisiana. But they have a festival every year celebrating their meat pie. If you go to Natchitoches, the oldest city in Louisiana, you got to have a meat pie, unless you don't like meat. But every September, they have a festival. And like Rockland, Maine. I think it's Rockport. Let me get it right. Is it Rockland or Rockport? I've got to get it straight here. Rockland. It is Rockland. Excuse me. Yes. Rockland, Maine has a pie festival, and I think it's happening today. Every January, celebrating National Pie Day, they all these bed and breakfasts get together. And, you know, Maine is known for their fruit. Oh, yes, we know lobster. So they have a big pie off, basically, and it's to raise money for local charities. But people that go to this area in Rockland and Camden come out there to sample over 45 kinds of pie. So I think we need to all plan, if you aren't there now, to go there next year. We'll meet you there. But they have everything from pizza pie to seafood pie. Well, yeah, they are the lobster city, right? They're the place of lobster. They have shepherd's pie, like I was talking about, whoopie pie, egg pie, fruit pie, sweet and savory pie. So we all want to go there, don't we? And that's the thing, too. We got to think back to the comedians throwing pies in each other's faces. And think about cream pies when we started using gelatin in pies. We started using also Cool Whip. That came way later as part of this easier way of making pie. Like now you can go in and already get a pie crust done for you. You can buy frozen pies. But, you know, kind of making it a traditional pies, I think that's a fun thing to do if you can get your kids involved and get in the kitchen. But I'm going back to where did pies come from? So They say that some of the most written recipes that they found, it goes back as far as the ancient Romans. There's also, you know, they talk about the ancient Egyptians having like sweet kind of, you know, like breads, shortbreads that could have been made into pies. So now I'm thinking like tamales, is that kind of a pie? I know tamale pie is a pie. So that the very first one goes back to the ancient Romans that was written down that they could find. They were saying that one pie recipe was for a rye crusted goat cheese and honey pie. That actually sounds really good. They made pies, the Romans, with meat, seafood, fruit, and they also made a dense pie. And I'm just reading this. I did not write this. And they say it's very similar to cheesecake, and it was called placenta. I did not write that, but that is what's there. And I don't want to call pie placenta, so that's kind of a downer. But anyway, that's what it was, like a cheesecake. Again, that goes by what did you have on hand. So if you have a lot of dairy, hey, make some cheesecake. Sounds good to me. Just not that name. Crust changed over the years, too, because it really is about that container that we were talking about, a container for the filling, whether it's meat or not. And the containing for the filler made it easier to eat, but it also keeps the ingredients moist. We all love that word, from not drying out as well. So, yeah, we've got a lot going on here. The pies in America. Well, okay, we got the Romans going. Europe was doing it. England was doing it. They were making pies, meat pies, a lot of peasant food. And I think England is like the land of pies. Like, you know, you got steak and kidney pie, Cornish pasties, those little pasties. They've got hot pots. They've got, yeah, steak. What do you, sausage rolls are even considered a pie because they're encrusted in pastry. So they have this going on. Rhubarb pie, the shepherd's pie, minced meat pies, you know, over Christmas, which actually started out as being meat. And now they've got raisins and currants and things like that in them. And they're over the holidays, too. That's a holiday tradition. But back in the day, that was about what you had on hand. So it was kind of a normal, everyday food source. Anyway, so we know the pilgrims came over to America. And, of course, they brought their recipes. And so a lot of them was really, the recipes were really like the meat pies when they came over to America. But then, because, you know, they saw fruits and berries around, they started using that. And also, they were from, they also, a lot of pilgrims actually did make a stop off in Europe before they came here. And in Europe, they were using fruits and berries too. So now they started to do that. So the settlers came and they started using vegetables that are American. They started using game, because that's what was around them. And the indigenous people, our ancestral people of the earth here in America, helped as well. So the other part about pies and why pies got really popular is breads took a long time to make. You had to, you know, get the yeast to work and all of that, and then you'd have to have the right oven. Bread was not that easy to make. But a pie, you just rolled out the flour, and there's your crust. So that's another reason why. You've got to think what it was like to cook back then on those big old stoves or over a fire, you know, those big cauldrons. So a pie was it. And the pies also used less flour. And that's a big deal. So you could really kind of go, okay, I don't have that much here, but we can do that. It was about what you had on hand. Again, just I'm repeating myself, but it's true. So the apple pie, how did that happen? Well, America has a lot of apple trees, and you can thank George Washington for some of that. Apple pie, because apples were easy to store over the winter. And so you could keep them in a cellar. You could dry them and make them into a pie. So that's really how that happened. Again, you know, looking at what we had. And also, if you ran out of flour and you didn't have that, sometimes people would use crushed crackers and would take whatever they could to make a base, including soft-shelled river turtle meat, sour green tomatoes. Yep, they would use that as a base, and even vinegar-soaked potatoes. A whole new world there. Well, we're not doing that, right? So we had pie at the beginning. Those are the settlers. But then, of course, we had the immigration mode of all these Europeans coming into the country. And they all brought these different recipes that they have. You've got to look at the Pennsylvania Dutch. They brought in a little bit more spice and not as sweet in pies. The French came in and said, hey, we're going to do butter in our pies. Oh, we know they love the butter. And they started doing more of like a galette and pâtés and also using fish. So fish pie is a big deal. The Swedish came in and said, hey, we're also going to be doing fish pie. And we also love berries. We're going to do berry pies. Apparently the Finnish came in and said, hey, we're going to be doing more pastries or pasties, those little ones, little pasties like the Cornish pasty I was talking about, these little handheld ones. And we're going to do meat pies. Up in the north, pumpkin pie was a big deal. And that's because we had a lot of pumpkins up there. And then we started getting into more sugar kind of pies, and that had to do with what was going on with sugar in the Caribbean and rum and slavery. What was going on in the Caribbean with the British and the slaves out there. But at this point, then all of that allowed us to start getting sugar. And also in the northern states, we were getting maple syrup. So it was like, hey, put it in a pie. So, and it was the indigenous people who taught us how to make maple syrup, how to tap the trees and the maple trees and boil down the sap. And it's pretty interesting when you travel in the northern states and see that, yes, this is still going on. You can, there are some neighborhoods we've been in Indiana, where Nancy and I travel, right? And you go down a neighborhood street and you will see like little things tapped into the trees that just in a, you know, a regular street, you know, you walk the dog and We're tapping for our maple syrup, and that's pretty amazing to see because you always hear about it. Also, part of the Midwest, you know, the Midwest is known for cheese, especially Wisconsin. They started doing kind of the cheese and cream pies because of all their dairy. And then South, we got really good at doing sweet potato pies. I'm into that. I'm all into that. They're saying that, you know, the most popular pies in America include apple pie, pumpkin pie, pecan pie, and let's not forget, down in the Florida Keys, key lime pie, and then also sweet potato pie. We have recipes in the show notes, as I was saying, so check that out. A music playlist, just a few songs to celebrate some pie. But we hope you have a wonderful and delicious National Pie Day. And please, in the show notes, tell us, what is your favorite pie and where you are in the world? So we know, not just in America, but, you know, if there's a specific one that you enjoy, we want to know, because there are so many pies around the world. I found this amazing list on Wikipedia that really reminded me of places we've lived all over. But things like in South Africa, where I was raised, there's a pie called the Melk Tart. And a Melk Tart is a milk tart. And it's milk. It's like a custard filling. But again, going, you know, that we had a very big Dutch influence in South Africa. And so dairy was a big deal. We had like amazing Edam and Gouda cheeses over there. But Melk Tart will show you that, oh yeah, we're using our milk. We're using what we have on hand. I'm going to put that link that I found of all these recipes or pies, types of pie around the world. This is amazing list on Wikipedia. And some of it, I mean, I really had no idea. Like, there's lemon meringue pie. Let's not forget that. Lemon icebox pie. And they just show them from, you know, these pies being from around the world. The meat pie is basically, they say, from everywhere. But then we also have, you know, I was talking about Melk Tart in South Africa. They have milk pie in Indonesia. So it's, you can see some things that are very connected. Ooh, the Mississippi mud pie. I want to try that. And I'd love to see that the Natchitoches meat pie is in here. We love that. But even samosas are, some say samosas are part of it. Peach pie. There's a peanut pie. Now, that's something in the States. Now, I want to try peanut pie. Pork pies, pot pies, pumpkin pie. Quiche, as we were saying earlier, raisin pie is something celebrated worldwide. And that makes sense because you're drying the fruit and you can reconstitute it whenever you want it. But I did say about how this was an everyday kind of food. Well, back in World War II, when women, you know, obviously things started getting a little bit, you know, the Industrial Revolution comes in, you know, manufacturing became a thing. And World War II, women started working. And then they're like, dude, I'm not making pie. It's a pain now. We can do this. So now it's become part of a celebrate kind of occasion. Like today's a day to do it. Why not? But when you really look at all the kinds of pies, it's pretty amazing. Like shoo fly pie, that's a Pennsylvania Dutch pie that we have here in the country, steak pie, strawberry and rhubarb pie. Wow, I've never seen so many pies in my life. Going through this treacle tart, I remember eating that as a kid. There's walnut pie. All right, that list, that link for that list is on there for you to look in and kind of get inspired and maybe bake a pie or make something different. I think this bacon and egg pie in New Zealand looks good for breakfast. What do you think? Let us know. Take care, everyone. Thanks for listening to us here on the Big Daily Blend. Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio. Keep up with our shows at bigblendradio.com.